Suddenly, Dooley Thomas's horse was spooked by a rattler.
Stampede! Stampede!
Smoke was riding on the left flank, and fortunately for him, when the stampede started, the herd veered away from him toward the right, a living tidal wave of thundering hoofbeats.
Yeah!
Leaning forward in his saddle, Smoke urged his horse to its top speed, allowing him to overtake the herd. Then he rode on their right in a desperate attempt to turn them back into the proper direction.
Yeah! Hey! Ho! Ah! Yeah!
Then, to Smoke's horror, he saw Dooley fall from his horse. The stampeding cows adjusted their direction toward the helpless rider, almost as if they were intentionally trying to do him harm. Dooley regained his feet, but without a horse, all he could do was try to outrun them on foot. It quickly became clear that he was going to lose the race. Smoke watched the young ex-soldier go down. Smoke raced to Dooley, but even before he dismounted, he knew the young man was dead. The entire herd passed over him, their slashing and pounding hooves leaving his body lying in the dirt behind them, battered and torn. Looking up toward the herd, Smoke saw that the cattle had slowed their run to a brisk trot, and as they did, the rest of the wranglers were able to turn them back in the direction they were supposed to be going. The stampede had at last come to an end, brought under control by the courage and will of the young men who had been pushing the herd. With the herd once more under control, Andy and Pearly came riding back to where Smoke was standing.
Dooley! Dooley! Oh, Dooley!
I'm sorry.
Me and Dooley was together from the time we come into the army at Jefferson Barracks back in St. Louis. We mucked stalls together, walked guard together, put up with sergeants that were scum of the earth, and fought the Indians in a dozen more campaigns, all with a nary a scratch between us. And now this.
Cal came back then, leading Dooley's horse.
Get him on the horse. We'll bury him tonight.
Cal nodded, then got down and reached for Dooley.
I'll put him up. He's my friend.
He was a friend to us all.
Andy nodded, then stepped back to allow Cal to help him. They put Dooley belly down across the saddle. Within another hour, the herd caught the scent of water as they approached the Eagle River. They began running again, not stampeding, but moving toward the water at a gait that brought them quickly to the water's edge. The lead cows moved out into the river for a moment. Smoke was afraid that the cows coming up from behind would push the front ranks into deep water where they would drown. Fortunately, the herd had approached the river where a huge sandbar formed a natural ford, and the cattle were able to spread out enough that all could drink their fill. Although they had only come 20 miles today, it had been an unusually rapid 20 miles. So rapid, in fact, that they'd overtaken, then outpaced the chuck wagon. Smoke called a halt to the drive, declaring that they would spend the next 24 hours right there. Ordinarily, arriving at water after such a long, dry spell would be cause for a celebration. But though everyone was thankful for the water, no one felt like celebrating. As Cal came riding toward the chuck wagon, Sally recognized him by the way he sat his horse, even before she could make out his features. She smiled at him.
I saw the herd go by. I expect they've all drunk their fill by now.
Yes, I reckon so.
Cal, what is it? What's wrong?
We had an accident.
Oh, my God, no. It's not Smoke.
No, Miss Sally. It ain't Smoke. He's fine. I didn't mean to scare you like that. It was Dooley.
Dooley?
Yes, it was Dooley, and well, the thing is, he got himself killed.
Oh.
Smoke sent me out to tell you, to ride into camp with you.
Thanks. I appreciate the company.